Hebrews chapter 10. Because the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered are continually make those who came perfect, because would they not have ceased to be offered? Because the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins, but in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. Because it is not possible that blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Therefore, when comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offerings you do not desire, but a body you have prepared for me in burnt offerings sacrifices. For sin you have had no pleas. Then I said, look, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of, to do your will, O God. When he said above, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering, for sin you did not desire, neither had in them which are offered by the law. Then he said, look, I come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, through whose will we are sanctified, made clean, through the offering of body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentim as the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had fared one sacrifice our sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, far now on expecting until his enemies are made his footstool. Because by one offering he has perfected forever those who are sanctified, made clean. The Holy Spirit also is a witness to us, because after he had said before, this is a covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them, and their failures and sins I will remember no more. Now where there is forgiveness of there is no more offering for sin. Four brothers having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the curtain, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts led from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Because he is faithful who promised. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and to do good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the habit of some, but exhorting, encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Because if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectat of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He who despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much greater punishment do you suppose shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under foe the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant with which he was sanctified cleansed an unholy thing, and has won in spite to the spirit of grace? Because we know him who has said, vengeance belongs To me, I will repay, says the L O R N D. And again, the Lord shall judge his payo. Pla, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But rem, m, ber the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly while you were e, made a spectacle both by reproa, ches, and af, afflictions, a, nd, partly, while you became companions of those who were so used, bec, oz, you had compassion on me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an endurer ing substance. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great payment of reward, because you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Because yet in a little will e, and he who shall come will come and will l not delay. Now, the just shall live by fa if, but if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who be l eve to the saving of the soul.